From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Some California lawmakers say they need to close a loophole caused by the legalization of recreational marijuana. Just as you can't drink alcohol while driving, a bill prohibiting you from using pot behind the wheel recently passed a key committee vote. Daniel Potter went out for some public reactions.
The proposal would also make smoking pot in the passenger seat a ticketable infraction and crack down on teens who drive high without a prescription. Backers include the state police chiefs and district attorneys associations. Sonia Guadalupe, who's studying herbal medicine in Berkeley, says it makes sense.
I've seen people that were high, you know, they were driving. I mean, you know, I've sat next to them. But it's just not good. It's just not a good idea.
I think that's just as bad as people texting or talking on their phone, and it's a distraction.
Jerry Duncan, who works at a nearby horse track, says he didn't support legalization last year for fear it would create a legal mess for California. After he and I talked, I smelled someone nearby smoking pot, but that man laughed and declined to be interviewed. Outlawing it while driving might not matter to him much anyway. He was waiting on a bus. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
The deadline to wrap up your federal and state taxes this month is looming. California's controller, Betty Yee, says while last month's tax collections proved better than expected, recent monthly numbers have been volatile. And that's not a good sign for Californians looking for new jobs.
When we have these fluctuations from month to month, and certainly not the huge, robust growth in cash receipts as we've seen in the past, that it does suggest that there's some caution out there relative to things like, you know, new hires.
State collections are now some $600 million below estimates from last summer. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.